Welcome to the Cambridge City Podcast. Final score here today, Cambridge City 0, Bedworth United 0. Joined as ever by Robbie Nightingale. Robbie, some big signings in the week. We'll talk about those in a moment. But 0-0 after losing Taylor Parr to 5 minutes. A lot of people having to change positions quite early. A game we would have lost a month ago.
Yeah, spot on, Chris. I think, you know, we're, you know, once losing Taylor, it was a disappointing start, because I thought, you know, we had, with those two, Yao and Taylor and Daniel at right back, Matty at left back, you know, we lost that little bit of bats in a higher, wider area to cause them a bit more problems. But, you know, the group we have at the moment, you know, the confidence is coming back. You know, that's now, I think we've lost one in five, one in six. So that's great. But, you know, these are the types of games where there's not a lot between the two teams. You know, you can see why these guys have been on a good run themselves. They're very well organised. They're a big team. And they've got lots of threats that can hurt you. So, yeah, we're pleased with the clean sheet. A bit more quality in the final third at times. You know, maybe would have seen us nick a goal here or there, but you know, credit where credit's due. We're doing okay at the moment. We've got, you know, Nathan's back on the pitch. You know, the two lads in midfield are gaining more and more confidence the more they play. And yeah, I think on the balance of play, probably a draw is a fair result. But like I say, to lose Taylor Parr so early was a massive blow. But credit to the lads that changed positions and you know, we didn't look any weaker with the changes.
Yeah, they were a physical side, and again, maybe a month or two ago, and even last season, we were struggling with the physical sides that this league tends to bring. But actually, today we were the physical side, actually, and that upset them a little bit and upset the rhythm of them, and didn't really allow them to get a foothold in the game.
No, exactly that. And you know, you don't have to be 6'5" to be a physical player. You know, we've got good lads with good sizes, the good builds, and we want them to be aggressive. We want them to, you know, want to win that first ball, second ball, and get around the pitch. So, yeah, it was good to see. You know, Bedworth are a team that, like I said before, you know, they're on a good run, and you can see why they're picking up results and you know, picking up lots of wins. You know, because what they have in their team, and I thought we matched. Well, more than match their physicality. And I think, you know, at times, when the game opened up a bit, I thought we were going to go on and nick it. But look, credit where credit's due. It's a clean sheet. We haven't lost the game. And we're playing against probably one of the most informed teams in the league.
Yeah, and so in the week, news that Jared Robson had rejoined the club from Royston. On the bench today and started, probably was going to get game time today, but earlier than you expected.
Yeah, it was, but it, you know, it was one of those that, because of how well we've done over the last two games, you know, we wanted to show that commitment to the boys that did so well at Chasetown and previous to that, home to Loughborough. So, you know, Jared's going to be a massive signing for us. I know there's, you know, lots of people disappointed that he left in the summer. I'm one of those, and you know, when we knew that he was unhappy and wanting to leave Royston, it was one of those for us that, you know, we'd love you back, and he wanted to come back, and we made it possible. So he's another player that, for us, he scores goals. Like today, you look at him and he, you know, first half probably should have done better when he got through. He a little bit too eager and tried to pass it instead of shooting and taking it on. But when he's in the team, there's always looks like something's going to happen. And that's why, you know, he was a big miss early part of this season. Thankfully, he's only missed sort of 16 games, and you know, the longer he's in our team and the sooner he gets to grips with how we're sort of the new players that we have in the team, no doubt he'll score plenty of goals.
Yeah, no, I spoke to him in the first half while he was warming up down the far end. He seems pleased to be back, and speak to his family as well. They seem pleased to be coming back and watching us, so that's good. Ben Bradley and Ali Conway going out dual reg to Newmarket.
Yeah, that's just purely, we don't have a reserve team or a 23s team, so we use the the furlough none and the dual reg to our benefit, you know, and that's that will benefit them going there for a month. You know, they both need to be playing regularly, you know, and Brad has, we think, a lot of here, and you know, he's done well in games and at times, and we know that, you know, at some point in the near future he'll come back and play a big part here. You know, Ali's slightly different, can play anywhere, heart on his sleeve, he's a very, you know, he's passionate about, you know, chasing and hurrying, and he brings that to the team rather than the technical side of it. You know, he's somebody that, you know, will chase it. Last week at Chase Town, he was on for 15 minutes and he never stopped running. And they're the types of players that, you know, we want around the football club. Players that want to work hard for this club and take us to a point where, you know, we want to get close to those playoffs. We've started poorly, you know, for one reason or another, but hopefully now we're looking up rather than down. And the more results that we can put together, you know, a lot of people were saying to me after the Yaxley game, well, just as well he's won against Yaxley because I can't see you picking up points in the next four or five. And we've got 7 out of 9. So massive credit to the boys. And we're going to need all those players. You know, we've got Mikey, Ben Nolan and Scott Bridges all sitting in the standstill. Three massive players for this football club. So exciting times when they can get back. But also we need that group of players to get us through this. We think this group of players are good enough. And with the addition of Jared, Dan Cotton and Tom Walmsley, you know, we've added that little bit of extra quality in the final third. So, yeah, looking forward to another tough run of games. And, you know, hopefully we can go to Halzone next week and cause another upset.
Yeah, you speak, before we'll talk about Halzone in a second, but you speak of injuries. And obviously, I think if you'd have asked some supporters at the beginning of the season, would they expect to see Nathan playing this season? They probably would have thought that wasn't going to happen, but Nathan got some minutes against Wisbeach St Mary, probably more than, again, he probably should have done. He's had some minutes today as well. Yeah, it's good to see Nathan back. How far off is he being the Nathan that we remember?
I think the more, for him, it's more about confidence in doing the things that he's good at. And, you know, anybody that's seen Nathan play will know that he's probably one of the quickest players in non-league football. And we've had to be really patient over the last 18 months with him. We've always, you know, Nathan knows his own body, and, you know, that's why Nathan's with us and not gone out, because having Nathan to come on 15, 20 minutes here and there, that's perfect for him at this moment in time. Now, in the future, it might be that we get to a point where Nathan's back and he may need a run of games where he needs to open up a bit more. So at the minute, we're pleased. You know, we take one game at a time in Nathan and one training session at a time, because he's missed a hell of a lot of football. And so we've been patient with him, because we know what a great lad and a great footballer he is for this football club. And he, you know, you watch him today, come on, he's helping out his fullback, he's getting down the wing, he's, you know, one thing that has happened with Nathan, because he's had to slow down a little bit, his quality on the ball's improved no end. And that's one thing that we don't want to lose. So, you know, it's great to have him back. We're really pleased with how he's going at the moment, and long may that continue.
Cool. And finally, we look ahead to next week, 1 o'clock kickoff against Halzone. Tough fixture, but we seem to rise up to the challenge with the bigger clubs. And how do you think we're going to fare next week?
We go there with every confidence. You know, we're now 3 league games unbeaten. You know, I don't know how they've gotten today, but, you know, we do go there with every confidence in getting a result. You know, every game we play in this league, especially with the group of players that we have and what we believe in with this group, we feel we can go anywhere and get a result. And, you know, we'll, fingers crossed, early start, we can get the 3 points and get home and enjoy those and have a nice weekend.
Cool. Cheers, Robbie.
Cheers, thanks.
For all the latest news on Cambridge City FC, visit our website www.cambridgecityfc.com or check out any of our social media channels.